the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, an additional round of President Trump's tariffs set to go into effect today on Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union as part of what he calls Liberation Day. The tariffs are additional charges on imports into the U.S. The company importing them pays the cost. Businesses say they will likely have to pass on those additional costs to the consumer. At a White House press briefing Tuesday, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt misleadingly said that is not the case.
A tariff will be a tax on these foreign nations, these foreign companies, and if they want to be absolved of that tariff, then they can come here to the United States of America to do business, bring their jobs here.
Experts say that as companies have repeatedly said, tariffs will increase prices. The tariffs kick in following a 4 p.m. announcement by Trump in the Rose Garden at the White House. Governor Murphy calling for the resignation of Lumberton Mayor Gina LaPlaca following her arrest on drunk driving charges. According to the New Jersey Globe, Murphy says LaPlaca has been in his prayers, wishing her a speedy journey in rehab. He also felt it would be best if she, quote, put her aside her public duties. LaPlaca was arrested on St. Patrick's Day after police body cam footage showed her stumbling, losing her balance during a field sobriety test. She admitted she had been drinking before picking up her 2-year-old son from daycare. Officers searched LaPlaca's car, found an open container of alcohol. Her husband says she's in a 30-day inpatient treatment facility. Police have busted two accused drug dealers in North Jersey with a 6-figure stockpile of fentanyl.
On Sunday, Bergen County detectives spotted a vehicle linked to drug operations driving along Route 287. Working with Mahwah police, they pulled over 30-year-old Edgar Holguin Reyes and 27-year-old Yakira Reyes, both of Reading, Pennsylvania. Prosecutors say in the vehicle were 14,000 illegal pills with a street value of about $420,000. Man and woman are each charged with second-degree drug possession with intent to distribute. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Ramapo College in Mahwah has scored big, receiving a $4 million donation, the largest one-time gift in the public college's history. The donation came from Ramapo's Board of Trustees Chairwoman Susan Valario and her husband Nick, who have been longtime supporters. College officials say a huge portion will go towards scholarships for top New Jersey students who want to attend the school, NJ.com reports. All first-year applicants who apply by December 15th will be automatically considered for the school's merit-based scholarships. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time coming up on 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
As clouds thicken up quite a bit through this afternoon, temperatures will be stuck on the cool side across New Jersey. Look for highs only reaching about 50 degrees this afternoon. That is below normal for this time of year. In addition, a rain shower may clip New Jersey, northern New Jersey, as we move into this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies overnight. Temperatures will dip into the 40s this evening, then rise into the 50s by daybreak tomorrow morning, setting us up for a warm day tomorrow. Cloudy skies, chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm, highs 70 to 75. A few more batches of showers coming in on Friday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Scotch Plains, 41 degrees. It's 42 in Belmar, Mays Landing, 42. You can download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.